Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on The Fan here. Keith McPherson, nighttime host. I get to come here for 5 hours after Tiki Barber said what he said and talk to the greatest fans in the world on The Fan in New York. Like, can't complain. But humor me for a couple minutes as we go through some of the moves, right? I said we were going to do that when we come back from break. Like, you already forgot that T. Higgins requested a trade out of Cincinnati. Nobody cares. Hasn't been done yet. Russell Wilson, I mentioned, signing that league minimum $1.2 million deal with the Steelers. I just didn't think he was going to do that because he's still got another 3, maybe 4 years left to play in this NFL, where you got guys like Aaron Rodgers playing at 40, Tom Brady playing to 46. Like, Russ is 35. But clearly there was a connection there with Pittsburgh, so they bring him in to be a starter. Don't get me confused here. They bring him in to start over Kenny Pickett. Kenny's my dog. Went to my high school, watched the kid come up, rooting for him. But, you know, this is the NFL, Kenny. Learn from Russ and be ready. You're one play away. What else happened? Mac Jones, speaking of quarterbacks, Mac Jones, sheesh. What are they going to get for Zach Wilson, Jets fans? Mac Jones gets traded from the Patriots to the Jaguars, and I think it was for a 6th-round pick. And it's crazy to see how guys go from being the 15th overall pick to just discard it like that. Jacoby Brissett, I just saw. That just made me think about him as well. Jacoby Brissett back to New England. Now, many Jets fans might have thought that he would be the option to back up Aaron Rodgers. Gardner Minshew came off the board. Gardner Minshew, he's going to the Raiders. Kirk Cousins. Man, Kirk Cousins, when it all is said and done, the amount of money that Kirk Cousins has made just being average. I mean, he was literally drafted behind RG3 to be a career backup. He became an average NFL quarterback, had some, you know, better season. I mean, he started off on a tear this season. Helps to have Justin Jefferson last year. But the money that he's making is insane. Shout out to his wife and kids, who we got to know watching the Netflix series Quarterback. I thought there was no way they leave Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. I mean, of course there is. You can go to Atlanta, be the quarterback of that Falcons team in that weak-ass division, and in Atlanta, your money stretches twice over. Like, the cost of living in Atlanta is nothing. So he signs for 4 years, $180 million. When it's all said and done, the numbers that Kirk Cousins made in the NFL, I believe he's going to be over $500 million. 877-337-6666. I saw our very own Maggie Gray said $400 million and a 1-3 playoff record. It's nuts. Dak Prescott's another one. When Dak Prescott restructures his deal with the Dallas Cowboys, he's 2-5 in the playoffs, he's gonna have hundreds of millions of dollars, a fourth round pick. It's dumb. You know, Paulie mentioned to me during the break, we haven't mentioned Xavier McKinney. Yes, we have. I mentioned him last week. I said when he was on Hey Kay Adams, if you watch that, he looked like a guy that, you know, when Kay Adams, she literally brought up the Packers to him, and he had to hold back from like even a little bit of a tell. He tried to play like, oh yeah, you know, my former coach is over there. You haven't really talked, and we'll see how it all plays out. $17 million a year for Xavier McKinney, another David Gettleman pick. Goodbye, goodbye. It's so hard to say goodbye, but that's literally what they're doing. I mean, we've talked about David Stearns and the Mets, and we've talked about David Stearns building the Mets in his own image, erasing what you thought of Billy Epler, Buck Showalter, and Steve Cohen. This quickly now, in just a matter of months, from the reports about Brian Daboll yelling at his other coaches, them literally getting on the podium telling you they expect Wink Martindale back. Nah, they weren't expecting. They knew Wink wasn't going to come back, and Wink's not even in the NFL anymore. They are building this their own way because their heads will roll at the end of the day. Anyway, who else signed? I told you Austin Ekeler to the Commanders, Tony Pollard to the Tennessee Titans, Josh Jacobs to the Packers. I'm missing some other running backs. Let me go to the tracker. I mean, we already forgot Chris Jones goes back to the Chiefs 5 years, $160 million. What other big names are out there that we haven't talked about yet? I mean, if you quietly look at what the Bears are doing, preparing for Caleb Williams to be their day one starter, they're figuring it out over there. Baker Mayfield signed. We haven't mentioned Baker Mayfield. Good on the Bucks in a year where, you know, Todd Bowles and these guys get to the playoffs and win a game. Good on them bringing their quarterback and receiver back. Mike Evans signed with them too. Michael Pittman, 3 years, $71.5 million. I mean, don't think about Michael Pittman catching passes from Gardner Minshew. They're pairing him up with Jonathan Taylor, the running back, and Anthony Richardson will be back next year. Mike Onwenu, that was a guy that I was thinking was going to leave his situation and potentially go somewhere else. He's a Patriot. He wants to stay there. 3 years, $57 million. That was someone I thought the Giants could potentially grab. What other big names came off the board that I haven't mentioned yet? The 49ers go get another pass rusher, as the 49ers had Chase Young. They had Randy Gregory. They're rumored to be in on Joey Bosa, Leonard Floyd. How do you guys know Leonard Floyd? Who made the tackle on Aaron Rodgers 4 plays in to end his season? Leonard Floyd of the Bills signs for 2 years, $24 million with the San Francisco 49ers. Bryce Huff, we've spoken on, Jets fans. Bryce Huff leaves 3 years, $51.1 million. I think I had a caller say that was no money. What are you talking about? For an undrafted guy coming off the edge, edge rushers are at a premium in this league. 3 years, $51.1 million. The Jets had to say goodbye. This is the Aaron Rodgers era, and we think we have enough. And if we don't, we'll draft a guy. And we're probably going to draft guys to help out Aaron Rodgers on offense. 877-337-6666. If there's anybody else that comes up that I think either the Jets or Giants fans were targeting or looking for, I'll bring them up. But this is the first day. Gabe Davis goes and joins Mac Jones and Trevor Lawrence. Gabe Davis was a target for potentially the Jets and Giants. He signs for 3 years, $39 million to go to Duval County. DeAndre Swift is another addition that the Bears made, 3 years, $24 million. As soon as I saw the 3 years, $24 million for the current Eagle running back or the guy that had the most carries for them last year and had his first 1,000-yard season, who I'd said he was a Philly guy, that just told you, okay, he's out and he took a deal for 3 years, $21 million. They were getting ready for Saquon, and they paid Saquon a pretty penny. We'll see how it all turns out. Gary's in Waterbury. What's up, Gary? You're on the Fan.
McFear the Cavalier.
You're
G-Makes represent Watertown, Connecticut, home of Rico Bronya.
Right. Right.
I smash teeth, F your beef, no relief.
I step on stage, the girls scream like I'm Keith.
Saquon did the ultimate A2 Brute. Bottom line.
Beware the Ides of March.
And Tiki said it. If you have any kind of blue in you, he is completely dead. You know this.
Yeah. Yeah. But
you
like,
know this. That would be like if Judge, you know, went to the Mets.
We had a good few days to prepare for this. I got on air and I said, nah, this is just a scare tactic. No, it wasn't. It was valid. It was real.
Well, it doesn't matter for the Giants because the Giants stink either way. You know what I mean? The Giants are the worst. We're going to lose with you. We're going to be the bottom five team with you. We're going to be the bottom five. That's how bad. Listen,
the reality is, Gary, we don't know what they're doing right now because the whole Daniel Jones contract, he's our guy, and then J.J. McCarthy and Russell Wilson and how much they endorse Tommy Cutlets.
The Giants aren't even worth a breath. Who's starting opening day for the Yankees, and will I see you there?
Yeah, of course. I haven't missed an opening day since I was in the MLB fan cave. Garrett Cole. And, oh, well, Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman, April 5th, I believe, is in line to start when we open up Yankee Stadium.
I do not want Stroman.
He's here for 2 years. Blake Snell didn't take that first offer. They pivoted to Stroman.
Who do you want for the home opener?
Masahiro Tanaka? Is Tanaka available? Can we get Tanaka take another
call? No, but we got the free jerseys. We were drinking. They gave us the free jerseys a couple years ago from Tanaka when he was gone. Yeah.
There's a hockey jersey. There's a Juan Soto basketball jersey. There's a football jersey. Foo Philly. Hell yeah, you know it.
Cashman still sucks. I have to get that at Keith.
Newsflash. They didn't fire Brian Cashman. That's my line. Because everyone's over. Fire Cashman. Cashman's got to go.
We still got to represent. It is what it is. We have our grounds. We have our moral grounds.
They're not signing like Blake Snell because Garrett Cole had a little bit of a setback, needed an MRI. That's not making them flinch. The plan is the plan.
If Pollard signs with the Giants, are you going to be mad?
No. I have no attachment to Tony Pollard, and he went back home to Tennessee. He's a Memphis, University of Memphis legend. He went back to Tennessee.
Because we never won nothing. You know what the fact is? We can't win anything.
The Dallas Cowboys have attachments. Because Jerry Jones is sleeping in today. Jerry Jones didn't even know what day it was on the calendar today. What did the Dallas Cowboys do today? They lost Dorrance Armstrong to the Commanders, Tyler Biadasz to the Commanders. They lost players, but have they replaced anybody?
We can't relate to any winning.
Nah, the Cowboys are terrible.
And it's getting Keith, you said it's getting so upsetting that these New York teams, all these teams in the best city in the world.
Yeah, they don't reflect the hustle. They don't respect. They don't reflect the grind. They don't respect us as fans because they don't show it. They don't put up to show it.
You can't get one thing straight. Like the Giants, you can't even get a quarterback straight on the QBs. And the MLB teams, they're losing their pitchers. They can't even sign a pitcher that's durable.
Yeah,
embarrassing.
Here we go with that. 162 games coming up next. Thanks for the call, Gary. I mean, it is what it is. It does hurt. It hurts to not win. It hurts to not have a parade here. In my 3 years being on WFAN, I talk about how we see all these parades, whether it's the NFL, NBA, WNBA, NHL. Like, when we win here, no one will be able to compare to what our next parade looks like. It'll be in 4K. And everybody is pulling up. They won't be able to see the street with those drone shots. Like, when is that going to happen? You know, we're talking about the Giants and where they're headed. Shane and Daboll want to get back to the Giants that won Super Bowls. How did they win Super Bowls? They had good offensive and defensive lines. Ben is in Florham Park, New Jersey. Next up on the Fan, go for it, B-E-N.
How are you? Lifelong Giants fan, and I just don't see the vision. It's almost like schizophrenic. Shine and Daboll got here. They cleared cap space, and they said we're going to have sustainable success by drafting well and be fiscally responsible. Then they go out the next year. They had some success. They go out. They trade for Waller, who might want to retire. They sign a bunch of bums that they cut the next year. They traded Leonard Williams because they want to get young. And I understand if you don't want to pay a premium and not premium positions like running back and safety, I get it. All right. But be fiscally responsible and build the team. What do? Then they go and trade a second and a fifth round pick and made a very good player, the second highest paid defensive end in NFL history. So I don't get it. It's like schizophrenic. They're like whipsawing back and forth, and I don't know what the long term vision is. You sign Daniel Jones to a contract, and then you go sniffing around with Russell Wilson, who is like a plug in guy if you're ready to win the Super Bowl. I just don't understand what the vision is. It's really frustrating.
It's hard to see it right now, and that makes you think that this is going to be a longer project, right? If you think you're in year three of a rebuild, I would add another 3 years, especially if you're drafting a young quarterback at six and he's not one of the top three guys. Another thing with the Giants, right? We talk about Saquon, and I understand them not trading him, but all the conversation was about losing the locker room and you know, needing this team to rally and win games because of this coach. And fast forward to now, you should have lost those games, because then maybe you'd be picking third and you could have Jaden Daniels or Drake May. You wouldn't be picking six, where people have you projected to take J.J. McCarthy, which could be a huge risk. You don't just take a guy to take a guy, because if you miss, you're done. Your heads roll. You're fired. You're gone. That's it.
Yeah, and that's, well, I mean, they extended Daniel Jones to, like, ride it out, you know. But you also talk about the locker room. You got rid of two captains. You got captain on offense, a captain on defense.
Three now.
You got rid of them.
Leonard,
you
know, Williams, so now, Saquon, like, Barkley, Xavier McKinney.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's what I'm saying. So to hell with the locker room. I know it's hindsight. It's 2020. And I even heard Tiki say you have to live and deal in the moment of the season. This is a second-year head coach that didn't want to look like he lost the locker room, didn't want to look like they were tanking. So they kept Saquon, and they tried to do what they could do. But, man, like...
And then you run off the defensive coordinator that the players loved, right? And then you go get a pass rusher,
which arguably, like, was your best unit, your defense. Once they came on, they were turning the ball over, and they were keeping you in games, and you were able to win games with Tommy DeVito, you know, scoring one or two touchdowns.
Yeah, I just don't. I wish that we can see a vision and, like, trust the, you know, what was the guy in for the 76ers? Trust the program.
Trust the process.
Yeah,
they're still processing, though.
tell me. All right, thanks for your time. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Ben. That's why I opened up with, hey, let's think positive thoughts. If you're driving, picture yourself driving into the future. If you're not driving, close your eyes and just think of better days. Hope that you made the right choice in GM and head coach, and that they're laying the foundation right now. Hope that Brian Burns, I literally said, hope that Brian Burns, number zero. Who wears zero for the Giants right now? Paris Campbell? That jersey goes to Brian Burns. Hope that he's Defensive Player of the Year. Hope that you do what Tiki Barber said. Build the ass first. Start in the trenches. Build inside out. Right? Devin Singletary will be all right. Draft another running back. Maybe they do draft a quarterback. I would trust in Brian Daboll and his vision that he only is going to draft the quarterback that he likes. From watching film, from interviewing a guy, I would trust that if you're taking a quarterback number six overall, he's taking the guy that he likes, that he wants, and you won't be picking in the top six or 10. Again, let's go to Alex out in Queens. What's up, Alex? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
So, I wanted to talk about... good show, by the way. Good show.
Thanks. Thanks for calling in.
So, yeah, last time was 11:30, so I was in a rush.
Oh, but we got time tonight. Bedtime is not close yet. You're good. Go for it. Take your time.
So, I'm a big Giants fan, Yankees fan, Knicks and Rangers.
Right.
So, first, I want to talk about the draft. Now that the Giants traded Saquon, do you think they're still going to go, like, a quarterback, and then either in the second, third, or later round, get a running back? Who do you think they're going to get?
I mean, I think that they can be crafty and potentially trade back. I think they're going to hope that one of the top three quarterbacks falls, and maybe they can get him, because the two teams in front of them are rumored to be taking Marvin Harrison Jr., the Cardinals, and then Joe Alt with the Chargers. I think if there's a quarterback there that's one of Drake May or Jaden Daniels, they take him. But if they really do like J.J. McCarthy, they'll take him too. But I think at six, it's got to be a surefire thing. I don't know how much J.J. McCarthy is. I think there is a vision where they trade back to collect more picks.
Yeah.
And get crafty. And that's when you got to really trust Shane and Daboll and their war room. No one can predict it. No one can see it. But these guys have on their record that when they were in Buffalo, they drafted well. So you just got to cross your fingers and hope that they pick the right guys. But the quarterback position is the most important position, and you can't sell me on a recovering rehabbing, Daniel Jones coming back from ACL, and Tommy Cutlets, who had, you know, a flash in the pan, but we know he's not really an NFL starter.
He's not number one.
Right.
And also, now that Cole is, do you know how long Cole's injury is, or it's only going to come out after the MRI tomorrow?
Alex, I don't even know if Cole is injured or what it is. I saw Andy Martino come out there and say, you know, this is precautionary. We won't know by the end of tonight. And you know what I know with the Yankees? They're not going to tell us anyway. It's spring training. There's less than 3 weeks left. I think everyone's just got to woo-saw, relax, chill out. It's Gerrit Cole. He's a workhorse. He doesn't want to miss time. It's precautionary for them to get the MRI. But, like, we don't have to bug out about Tommy John or a shoulder or elbow, rather, any of that. Like, let's just wait and see.
And also, when you were talking about the free agents, I didn't hear. Did you say Christian Wilkins or no?
Yeah, so Christian Wilkins, I might not have said as I was just running through them, but I mentioned him earlier, especially when I'm talking about Brian Burns joining Dexter Lawrence and Kayvon Thibodeau. Christian Wilkins going to Vegas to join up with Max Crosby, that's going to be a problem, especially as they're talking about the Mahomes rules and how they plan on roughing up Pat Mahomes. Like, they're, those two guys are dogs. They're what they call war daddies. Oh, Alex dipped off. That's okay. We got a break anyway. Keith McPherson on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
know. The Rangers win 3-1 over the Devils. I sigh because, I mean, I obviously didn't expect the Devils to go to the Garden and beat them. It's just over it. It was cool while it lasted last year, man. It was fun while the Devils beat the Rangers. I was on paternity leave, though. I didn't have any shows or any real say on the air. And I enjoyed it from home. And, yeah, the Devils are cooked. They're not making the playoffs. But, hey, Rangers fans, we're halfway through a five-hour KM to AM. We haven't mentioned the Rangers much. That is a positive spot in New York sports. That is a hopeful spot in New York sports. Maybe they go all the way to the Stanley Cup and win it this year. 877-337-6666. It's hard to win. I know many Yankee fans have probably told you, 28, we're winning this year. We got Juan Soto. He hit another home run. And then you get the warning shot today about Gerrit Cole, and I tell you not to believe the hype. That hype is a drug that you're going to come crashing down from, and no naloxone or whatever we promote. None of that can save you from that. It's just a it's just a painful drop. All the hopes that you have dashed. And you thought you were winning the Super Bowl as a Jets fan. Thought that you were going to the playoffs again as a Giants fan. It's just chill, yo. I say this all the time, and I'm going to say it again as we get closer and closer to baseball. We are 9 days away from them playing baseball in Korea. We are 9 days away from Major League Baseball games that actually count. I know you guys love to get all excited about spring training. I can't. I'm excited to go down there. Because it's the first time I'm taking my kid on a plane. It's a family trip. But I don't care about the results of the games. I literally don't care the score or who performs well. I guess it's nice to see guys perform well. But, like, I heard they were booing Clark Schmidt the other day and Carlos Rodon. It's like, come on, yo. We're booing guys at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Exhibitions. Just get a grip, all right? We're going to go on a long ride this season, right? I just said it's the Dodgers versus the Padres, March 20th at 6 a.m. And that starts Major League Baseball. And then we wait a week, and then we get the rest of the games, and then they count and they matter. But I think today was not a necessary panic, but maybe like a needed reality check. The panic button that was hit with Gerrit Cole getting an MRI and Aaron Judge being scratched. That's two $300 million men who have hardware, right? The Yankees can't get the coveted AL pennant or the World Series trophy, but those guys have their own hardware in the last 2 years. Cole is the Cy Young winner, and Judge is the MVP. And without those guys, you can wrap it up, right? You can forget about the season. I think that's what everybody came to terms with today. And maybe you needed some of that reality check instead of Juan Soto. Jordan is in Baldwin on the Fan in New York. What's up, Jordan?
Keith, good to speak to you again. How have you been?
Good. Tonight is a night where we're going to talk about Saquon Barkley, but I'll mix in some other things like this.
I really appreciate it. And you know what? Let's go Johnnies. I'm a St. John student, and I hope, you know, we make some noise in the
tournament. Oh, yeah. They're going dancing, are they? Are we sure about that? Selection Sunday coming up.
Yeah, I was in the Garden for Senior Day on Saturday against Georgetown, which was, like, too bad of a nail-biter, but we won it. And the energy there was unmatched. I'm a senior, so I'm graduating. I want to see this happen, and good. I really like it. Danis Jenkins is a bucket, and you know Patino in the white suit. I mean, come on, man, you can't get any better than that.
Yeah,
but
good.
You know, I just wanted to shout them out real quick. But I was calling you because you know I love your take on Cole. You know, I woke up this morning to terrible news about MRI, and of course, the first thing I'm thinking about is this man's going to get Tommy John. Season's over. But I collected myself. But then I also had a thought. Bauer just had that little minor league game against the LA, and I know people roll their eyes when they hear Trevor Bauer because he's a head case and he's, you know, the blogging and everything, but man, this guy can pitch, and I watched all his vlogs from Japan to when he's on the Dodgers, and flat out, this guy knows his stuff. He's a smart pitcher. He's won a Cy Young. It might be Mickey Mouse or not, but he won a Cy Young. He's pitched in the playoffs, and people complain about him and Cole, that beef, but Cole even said himself, like, there's nothing wrong between them two. And if he gets there, he wants to win. A spurned Bauer with, like, a chip on his shoulder puts that rotation over the edge. You can't count on
Yeah, and I don't care about any of that because Brian Cashman literally added Josh Donaldson, took on his contract and added Josh Donaldson. Thanks for the call, Jordan. Added Josh Donaldson to this clubhouse, and they're paying Josh Donaldson $6 million in dead money. He retired. He retired. So I don't the argument about, oh, Cole hates Bauer, what does that matter? It doesn't matter at all, right? They've removed guys that teammates loved in Gio Urshela, in Jordan Montgomery. What does that matter? It does not matter. It's about an asset, and it's about what that asset can bring to the table and what that asset cost. And so if we play the game out, yeah, Trevor Bauer doesn't cost much. League minimum to bring in Trevor Bauer. But all money ain't good money either. I said that about Saquon in a different capacity. Paying Trevor Bauer to come in here for a league minimum, what type of headaches will you be bringing in here with him? 877-337-6666. I'm on record saying there's no way the Yankees do it because the Yankees want to bring people back to the ballpark this year. Good vibes. Hey, Yankee fans. You know, they want all the Yankee fans to be excited to see Juan Soto and Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole. That's why they're taking precautions now. Hey, this is spring training. It does not matter. If you're feeling anything, shut it down. If you're feeling anything, let's take a look at it. Because we don't need you to face the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Tigers and the Mets down there the next couple weeks. We need you to be ready for Minute Maid Park to face the hated Houston Astros so we can start this journey to building a champion in 2024, erasing 82-80, starting off 1-0, 2-0. So Trevor Bauer, I don't know. You also got to think about this guy's reputation. If he was a nice guy, if he was a sweetheart, if he didn't walk around with the bravado that he had, he'd have less people against him. He'd probably have more teams inclined. But most people are saying that the risk is not worth the potential reward. Also, I said this in my open, he pitched against minor leaguers. He didn't pitch against Mookie and Shohei and Freddie Freeman and those guys. He pitched on a backfield against Dodgers minor leaguers. And I guess he put up good numbers. I think Rachel Luba, his agent, was out there posting about him. Sure, of course, she's trying to get her small cut of his league minimum deal as well. But I don't think it happens here. This is New York, the Mecca, market one. We care about baseball. And there's so many people around here that don't care about baseball, but if they get win that the Yankees or the Mets, who Trevor Bauer sat in this same seat that I'm in this studio and said that he's more familiar with the Mets, he'd be more inclined to signing there. I mean, Kodai Senga went down. You haven't heard of them exploring Trevor Bauer because they know what type of S-storm it would bring into the ballpark. People showing up with signs that say the Mets employ an abuser. I heard a call today where someone was talking about, oh, Aroldis Chapman shot a gun at his wife and Domingo Herman slapped his wife. Bro, that like we know that, but like those guys were here and did that, and I can't speak for the Yankees why they did that, but it's in the past. They're not going to do it again. They're not going to bring somebody else again in here that regardless of him not being charged or whatever you want to say about the charges, man, there's still some stuff pending. There's still some things out there. And what I know is this happens with all of these athletes, right? Look at Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill gets his big money. He has his best year with the Dolphins, puts up numbers. Now every baby mama, every person that wants to sue him, everybody that wants to say what he did comes out of the woodwork. So if you think it's over with Trevor Bauer because he's making a push to be in front of the media, to pitch again, and that's going to make the Yankees or the Mets in the media market, the capital of baseball, 245 Park Avenue, where are they at now? I don't even know the address on the Avenue of Americas where the new MLB team store is. They're not. Because whatever he can provide, I know he thinks he's one of the top 15 pitchers in the world. They're like, no, we've got depth pieces. We've got guys that have none of that baggage attached to them. 877-337-6666. Back to Saquon. All the calls are Saquon. We got to talk about Saquon. And we should. This is a day that you'll remember where you were when you got the news that Saquon did turn traitor. He is a turncoat. A2 Brute, he did pull a stab you in the back move. And yeah, take the money and run. Run, Saquon, run. Let's see how he wears that. Let's see how he handles that. He's a good guy, but maybe he's turned villain now. He's attacking Tiki Barber for a tongue-in-cheek comment speaking for the majority of Giants fans. 877-337-6666. Chris is out in California on the Fan in New York.
Oh, my God, dude. You guys really let Saquon Barkley go to the Philadelphia Eagles?
Not me. I'm a Dallas fan.
That's comedy. I mean, like.
What team you like, Chris? 49ers out there?
No. I'm an Eagles fan. I just find it funny. I find it funny how you guys went ahead and got John Runyon. I wanted John Runyon, but okay.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
They prioritize John Runyon and Brian Burns, and they're spending the money there over a running back, which I think there's some holes on the Eagles. I guess running back DeAndre Swift wasn't enough.
I don't think you guys know what a quarterback is. You said you're a Dallas fan. Yeah. I don't think the Giants know what a quarterback was if it slapped them in the face.
They did draft. They didn't draft him, but they did have Eli Manning. He forced his way there and won a couple championships. I think they've seen a decent quarterback.
I mean, how long ago was that?
At least when it was clutch time, he clutched up.
And that little kid, what was it, 9, 10 years old? That called a little while ago. No, they know. He even knows that. Tommy Cutlets isn't even a quarterback.
Yeah, I know. We had grown men, hosts and callers on the Fan saying, maybe Tommy Cutlets is the next Tom Brady.
My goodness. I mean, hey, it's going to be a fun season. I think me, again, being an Eagles fan, I don't know what Jalen Hurts can do.
He can fumble in the Super Bowl, lose that game.
Man.
That's tough, huh?
You had the
whole city all lubed up. They lubed up all the light rails and stoplights for that one.
That could be a bigger disappointment than Carson Wentz, but who knows?
Nick Foles. Did they actually take down that Nick Foles statue, or is that still up there?
No, it's still there, but it ain't something solidified. You can easily just move it, put it in storage.
I've had enough of California Chris and the Eagles. I ain't no Eagles fan, so I'll defend you, Giants fans. Those bums were trying to fire Nick Sirianni, who took them to the Super Bowl last year. Those bums lost to the Jets this year. Sorry, Jets fans. I shouldn't have even done that one. That's out of pocket. And Mecole Hardman gave them the game plan. But, yo, check me out. I loved watching the Eagles get smacked by the 49ers, smacked by the Dallas Cowboys. Then they got cute. And Jalen Hurts wanted to throw the ball. You lose to the Eagles. Or you lose to the Seahawks. You lose to the Cardinals. Remember that game? We're acting like the Eagles are still the team that went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. We're acting like they're the team that multiple years ripped off, I don't know, 8, 9 wins in a row. They are trying to figure it out. So much so, they made a desperate move in paying a running back all that money. Let's see how it works out. 877-337-6666. Foo Philly. You can't spell Philly without two L's. Lose the World Series. Lose the Super Bowl. Keith McPherson on the Fan in New York. BRB.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung out and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
We're back. Thanks for listening to the ads. I keep bringing up Naloxone. I can't get it out of my head, Paul. I'm sorry. And sorry to whoever okayed it. I don't know if Spike okayed it on his way out. Every time I hear it, I cringe. We even have it en vivo, en español, Naloxone. I'm like, I know, I hope it does some good and it saves a life or somebody, but I'm just like, where did this come from? Have we ever had ads like this on WFAN? I prefer the Gallagher's 3000 ads that used to pop up for the nightclub.
A lot of Cars for Kids ads.
That's completely different.
A lot of Cars for Kids.
That's a jingle. They should at least turn the Naloxone into a jingle. When I first heard it, I'm like, am I listening to the right station? Who do they think the target audience is? Anyway, I probably should leave that alone. I'll probably get an email about that in the morning. And then I'll be be off for a week. I'll literally be off next week for my trip to spring training, and they're going to be like, take another week.
The spring training that you're sick of and you're over.
Yeah.
And you're just going down there for the beach, get some rays.
I like to see what my son does when I put him in a pool for the first time. I'd like to see how my son reacts to a beach, sand, water.
Did you get my Mets onesie that I sent you for him?
No.
It's a shame. I'm going to resend it, all right?
There's a reason it didn't land.
I'm going to resend
you. Somebody intercepted that.
The Mets onesie. Get a nice little.
Why would we do that, bro?
Nice little Jordan onesie, too.
Anything that comes, you better put Vincent Von Vincent on it. Anything that comes through with your name, I'm going to know. I'm like, nah, don't put this evil on my boy. My boy is locked in. Here's the story. Shout out to my guy, David Rifkin. David is a Yankees fan. And we run into each other at Yankee games and Yankee events. And his son now is much older. And he talked about when his son was a baby, he got him this thing called a Wubba Nub. And the first purchase I made for my son, first thing I bought months before he was born, was a Wubba Nub. And they specifically make Yankees Wubba Nub. So for the expecting fathers, whether you have a son or a daughter, if you want to plant something on them with the Yankee logo, Yankee pinstripes, I did this to my son, and it's his favorite thing. He's 11 months now. They suggest it for 0 to 6 months, but it's like his emotional support thing. It is a dog, stuffed animal, with a pinstripe Yankees jersey and a pacifier attached to it. One of those Avent, like, teal-color pacifiers that they're very like, prevalent. I don't know. He can't go to sleep without it. And even when he sleeps, if he can't find it in his crib, he just, and dad has to come in the middle of the night where, like, I'm up all the time. Like I tell you guys, I'm on till 12, I'm on till 2. I'll go home tonight, and my wife will be asleep, and she's got to get up to go to work at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. So my job is to watch the baby cam, and when baby boy cries and can't find his wubba, as we call it, I come in and I give him his wubba. He's already attached to the Yankee pinstripes. His wubba nub wears the Yankee pinstripe jersey. His little brain doesn't know yet, but eventually he'll know and he will be locked in and he will join in on the World Series drought and the potential panic and misery.
That's right, exactly. Now, more importantly, what kind of dog is it?
It looks like a... I don't know what kind of dog.
Because you know me as the dog expert, WFing Golden Retriever.
Nobody ever asked me what kind of dog it is. It's like
we have homework for tomorrow night.
One of those tan dogs with brown ears. Looks almost like the dog.
That'll narrow it down. A brown dog with tan ears.
The dog from Toy Story. I'll send you a link to the Wubba Nub.
There we go.
Yankee dog. I have no idea what kind of dog it is. I have no interest in getting him a dog, but he is attached to this Wubba Nub Yankees dog with pinstripes and a Yankee logo. Two Yankee logos on it. I even had to give him a second one because now we're getting deep in the baby talk, but it's okay. We're going to break. When the baby's teeth, and like this time last year, I knew nothing about babies. Now I know too much. They scratch their ears, so I got to keep his nails low because he scratches his ears so hard from the teething. Now he's got 5 teeth that his ear bleeds. And one morning I come in there, I'm like, what the hell happened to you? There's blood all in his bed and on his wubba. And I realize it's from him scratching his ear so hard from the teeth that his ear was bleeding and he got blood on wubba. And I'm like, all right, man, the blood on the wubba, on the pinstripes, he's been through some stuff. I got to order you.
Like Kurt Schilling with the bloody sock.
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. But don't cross the, no. No, we don't do that. Anyway.
I'm just saying. We have the bloody wubba nub game.
The bloody wubba nub game. Yeah, so I got him a new one. Brand new one, and he doesn't know the difference. He's got a fresh wubba that he guards and he caresses and it soothes him at night so he can go to sleep. And I think as he gets older and he detaches from wubba, but he sees more Yankee logos and pinstripes in his life, he'll be just fine. He'll be all right. But we got to win, man. I just put out a tweet talking about the free agency and Jerry Jones, right? I said the Cowboys are all in because Jerry Jones, after that defeat they had against the Packers, when they talked to Jerry Jones, who literally hits 103.5 the Fan in Dallas every week, he said, yeah, we're going all in. We'll be going all in. This was his quote. We'll be going all in. I would say that you will see us this upcoming year not build it for the future. Like, they're going to go all in. Wake up, Jerry. That's why I said Jerry Jones slept in today. Yo, today's the day. Did you not know this Monday on the calendar? Like, Hello.
Well, like, you'd think they're going to get a running back, maybe like Derrick Henry. You would think he would.
I would hope at this point, since Derrick Henry hasn't been claimed by anyone else, and all these other running backs have gone somewhere, that Derrick Henry wears number 2 for your Dallas Cowboys. He can't wear 22. But I also said, yeah, so are the Yankees, right? The Yankees are all in on this 1 year of Alex Verdugo, Gleyber Torres, Juan Soto, Boone's last year on the contract. I'm like, the boys' drought is twice as long as the Yankees, right? The Cowboys are coming up on 30 years without making it to a NFC championship. The Yankees are halfway there with 15 years without going to the World Series and winning it.
It's a struggle for New York sports.
The 90s was a hell of a time, man, but now they're becoming too similar. Powerful brands, global brands that are worth the most in their sports, but cannot get back to the top of the mountain. I said, this sucks.
They can't get over the hump. Yeah, no, and Mets, and this is the one thing, if Mets fans want to troll Yankee fans, we both won the same thing in the last 15 years, which is absolutely nothing. And I don't want to hear that the Mets made the World Series in 2015.
Yeah,
whatever.
We don't give you credit for losing the World Series.
Right, right. No, I don't want to hear from Yankee fans bitching about the Astros cheating. That was an ALCS. That wasn't even a World Series. These organizations have to do... And I'm sure Hal Steinbrenner wanted to win. I'm sure Fred Wilpon, when they owned the Mets, want to win.
It's hard to win.
It's sports. It's really difficult, which makes the Yankees run so impressive.
The Astros cheated.
Yes.
Yeah, so I said, you know, I chose this plight when I was young. I was a Yankee fan, Cowboys fan in the 90s by 5 years old. What did I know? But shout out to my boy Ben, who's a five-year-old Mets fan when they went to the World Series. And he says that's all he has. He's a Knicks fan. Rangers fan, Mets fan, all he has is that first year of watching and being able to go to those games. He's still holding on to the fact that the Mets went to the World Series in 2015. 877-337-6666. Let's hit the break and the update. I'll be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.